Today on our program, three fine gentlemen, Chris Fries, Glenn Wood, and Craig Laird. They're with the organization Save Our Gateway. And instead of letting me explain what's going on with the organization, I'll let the fellows do it. First of all, we'll introduce the president of Save Our Gateway, Glenn Wood. Thanks for being on the program today.
Thank you, Mario, for having us.
Also here today is the vice president, Craig Laird. Hello, Craig.
Hello, Mario.
And also member of the program, it is, Chris Fries. Hello, Chris. How are you? Should have looked at you instead of my notes. I would have probably remembered better.
Glad to be here.
Let's see here. On today's program with Save Our Gateway. Now, for those that's... Now, you guys have been around, a year or so?
It's been just a little over a year, Mario.
And for those that still may not know what Save Our Gateway is, tell the folks, what is Save Our Gateway?
Well, probably the easiest thing to do that would be to read our mission statement. We, the people of Front Royal and Warren County, wish to preserve the open space at the corner of Route 522 and 55 in order to maintain the natural gateway to our community. We feel that development of the property would increase traffic beyond manageable proportions, create major safety concerns for A.S. Rhodes Elementary School, permanently alter the unique character of our community gateway, add time to the daily commute of many of our citizens, have a negative effect on the Shenandoah River and the Chesapeake Bay watershed, and greatly affect the quality of life of the Riverton and Front Royal and Warren County community.
Okay, so again, you mentioned that you've been in existence for a little over a year, and I guess that was about the time where Walmart officials decided that they would like to build in Front Royal Warren County and picked 121 acres in the site that you mentioned near the intersection of 55 and 522-340. They would like that 121 acres rezoned for, I guess, commercial so they could build there.
Right. One thing I'd like to say right up front, Mario, we're not against Walmart. We're a group of business people. Craig has a business in town. I served on CDAC years ago before new industry came to Warren County. We're all pro-business people. This is not an issue about us against Walmart. It's an issue about the rezoning of this land, the proper location for intense commercial development.
And every time I've interviewed you or have seen you being interviewed, you've always made that a statement that you're not against Walmart coming to Front Royal in Warren County, just not that particular area.
Right.
All right. Now, let's see. Who came up with... I'll start... we'll go with the vice president here, Craig. How did the idea of Save Our Gateway come about? So we just talked about Walmart came in, wanted to rezone this land, then take it from there.
A few of us got together. We were very concerned about that site and trying to preserve the gateway to our community. And we started having meetings, and it sprang up as a grassroots organization. We have meetings every other Thursday. They're open to the public. We have no formal membership list, but we have good attendance at all the meetings. We've invited councilmen and the mayor to those meetings from time to time. We have just been a grassroots organization that sprang up.
And now how many members did you start with, and how many do you have today?
Our steering committee has probably 7 to 10 members on it. We have probably about 50 people that attend our meetings from week to week, but we have thousands of people who have signed our petitions that urge preservation of this resource.
Okay, now one of the members that you have here, Chris Fries, how did you become involved with the foundation, and why did you become a member?
Well, I knew Craig, and I was concerned when Walmart first came out with their proposal because of the impact I felt it would have on the intersection there at Riverton. In addition, I was equally concerned because I feel that's such a scenic entrance to the community that I hated to see that spoiled. So as I talked to Craig one day about my concerns, I learned about Save Our Gateway, and that's when I became involved.
Very good. Now you're up to at least 50 members. Now, does it cost to join, to be a member of this organization?
No.
There's no membership charge at all.
Okay.
Again, it's a grassroots organization. As we went around the community, almost everyone that we came across says they want to put what where People were baffled that you would shoehorn this type of intensive commercial development into such a beautiful place right at the entrance to town.
Which is kind of interesting because I'm looking at an aerial view of the area, the 121 acres, and of course, a part of that on the floodplain. Now, the 121 acres is not on the floodplain, but it's an adjacent to a floodplain, correct?
No, about 74 of those acres are in the floodplain.
Are in the floodplain. Okay. And interesting, too, because near the Route 55 is a hill. So they'd have to obviously move some earth because you're on a hill and you can't operate, put a building on a hill.
They will be blasting. We're not sure exactly whether they're going to come across a rock face at that point or what it will look like up at the Strasburg Road side of it, but it will be a steep cliff about 50 foot tall.
Okay, and then for those that want a visual of that, the building itself, the Walmart building, will run parallel to 522 and 340, correct, and perpendicular to 55 with the parking lot in front.
That's correct.
Okay, so for those that want to get a visual of what Walmart will look like if it's built on in that area.
It will have its back to the Riverview subdivision.
Okay, very good, and of course it'll be across from the elementary school. Now as we look... Get us up to date now. A year has passed since this grassroots campaign was formed. So get us up to date now. Planning Commission recently did not recommend those acres be rezoned.
That's correct, Mario. After 6 or 7 months of studying this issue, seeing the Walmart presentation, having their experts, having a public hearing, having input from the public, and continuing to meet and study this, they came back with a 5-to-1 vote recommending not to rezone this land. And the Planning Commission pretty much is following their past counterparts and recommending no commercial development on this site.
Right. 3 times in the past 6 years, the Planning Commission has overwhelmingly urged the Town Council not to upzone this property.
And, of course, the previous 2 times the Town Council has... followed suit. Now, obviously, even though the Planning Commission has not recommended, you guys have you're not resting on your laurels. You're still hitting the ground running.
No, the way it works, Mario, is the Planning Commission makes a recommendation, simply a recommendation to the Town Council. The Town Council is in the process of reviewing that recommendation. They held one work session and will hold another one tonight at the Town Council chambers at 7:30, where they'll seek more information. And then next Monday, which will be June 9th at 7 p.m., the location at the Front Royal Fire Hall, the Town Council will have their normal meeting and a public hearing on this very important issue.
And Mario, this will be the public's opportunity to make any comments on this site. So everyone who has said, we don't feel that this is the right place for it, we do want economic opportunity and commercial development here in Warren County, but please put it in the commercial corridor that we've designed for it, needs to come out to this public hearing and let their voices be heard.
Okay.
And that's at the Fire Hall next Monday night at 7:30 p.m.
Next Monday, and I'm going to play devil's advocate for a second and say, because, you know, the idea is to get folks to, you know, the word out to get people against this, but not everybody, I don't think, is going to be convinced of this. And I'll just play devil's advocate and say, I would like that to be there. Convince me why they shouldn't be there.
Well, it runs contrary to the comprehensive plan. The Planning Commission did not vote against what the comprehensive plan designates for that type of development in that area. Mr. Morris, the spokesman from Walmart, has often mentioned that area is earmarked for that type of development, but that is erroneous. The areas, it was actually in the comprehensive plan, refers to it as for light commercial development or community serving commercial development, similar to the 7-Eleven there at the Riverton intersection, not a 184,000 square foot superstore. And one of our other big concerns, of course, is even if you don't buy into the quote gateway argument, we're concerned deeply about the traffic impact, which we don't feel can be mitigated no matter how many traffic models we've seen and we've studied. We feel that this is going to create a traffic problem of gigantic proportions that just can't be mitigated by the improvements that they're talking about there.
Very good. Our guests today, Chris Freese, Glenn Wood, and Craig Laird, members of the Save Our Gateway Foundation. When we come back, well, perhaps look at an alternative area where they would like to see Walmart put instead of the location in Riverton. And we'll be back to talk with them right after this on today's edition of the Valley Today.